All right, On the Bench Sports Talk is back at 22 West Radio, and we got a pretty heavy subject to talk about right now. And you can find us at facebook.com/onthebenchradio and on Instagram at On the Bench Sports Talk and on iTunes as well. Go like, subscribe, comment, and go give us some love, people. But this segment here, like, I don't think we've ever talked about anything like this before. Jonathan Martin, ex-NFL player, lineman, went to Stanford and went to Miami, and this was probably about good 4 years ago now.
2013.
Oh, 5 years ago already.
So it was a decent while ago.
Which, wow, didn't seem like it was that long ago. But he ended up accusing Richie Incognito and Mike Pouncey, his teammates, both linemen.
At Miami, yeah.
Yeah, of bullying him, calling him names and harassing him and physical abuse too, or was there?
Yeah, that was alleged. That was never confirmed.
Okay.
But, yeah, so, you know, that's not that. I mean, bullying is definitely not something that you associate with professional sports.
No.
You know, you think that stays in high school, and from that point on, it just kind of dissolves. But, you know, this really brought to light a new perspective on what happens in the locker room.
Yeah, but you know, the thing that shocked me was that it seemed like more people were in favor of Incognito. They're on his side, saying, how could he's a football player, like, toughen up, like, grow up. And it's like, well, this dude has a this is his workplace. If you are in a standard workplace and something like this happens, usually the employee gets fired.
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, HR.
Yeah, it's a zero tolerance for bullying.
You know, this is a job.
Yes.
You know, it's sports, yeah, but it's also a job.
But it's also the way it was handled, I think, was very poorly by the NFL.
Yeah, it was just, like, swiped under the mat.
Just
you know,
like
that was it.
Concussions, just like everything else that happens in the NFL.
Hey, everything bad.
Exactly.
Complaint department.
Yes.
Gone, you know?
So he didn't last too much longer in the league after that happened, right? He
2014
pretty much
was like
run out of the league.
Yeah, pretty much the year after, and then he was done. So.
And then he went to San Francisco for like a half a season, but he was.
I don't think he made it out of preseason. I think he played preseason and he didn't.
And he was bad.
Yeah.
Like he was. I want to say that this probably weighed on his mind a lot.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It was a straw that broke
the camel's back. He had like history of like mental health problems.
Yes.
And so that, you know, obviously isn't a good combination with the bullying and all that stuff.
No, not at all.
But
especially with the bullying. Mental problems. Yeah. We have Christine's in here. She's, I don't know if this is going to, you have headphones?
Yeah.
She's here for the Beatles show to hang out, but she, you know, if you want to comment on, of course, this situation here with bullying and the story that came out, was it yesterday?
Yeah.
He had Jonathan Martin had a tweet or Instagram post.
Story, yeah.
Instagram story where he had a picture of a shotgun with, especially with what just happened down in Florida on Valentine's Day, with over a dozen shells laying on the bed. And
tagged four teammates, two from Stanford, two from Miami.
Yep, which was Incognito and Mike Pouncey. And on the gun, he put a text on the gun. He said,
he tagged his school.
Yes.
And like the magazine, I think.
Yeah, he hashtagged his school, Harvard Westlake, hashtag Miami Dolphins. On the gun, and but then, what he wrote on the side was crazy.
Yeah, the caption was, when you get bullied there, you have two options. When you're a coward and you get bullied, you have two options. And it's suicide or revenge.
Exactly.
And that's pretty heavy stuff to be tossing on your Instagram page.
Especially with, I mean,
I know, especially
anytime.
With the recent, any time that's, you know, kind of, whoa, what's going on? But especially after what happened last Wednesday, you know, that's.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Not good.
Exactly.
You know, so he has since been detained.
Yeah, after he checked himself into a mental hospital, which was, thank God he did that.
Yeah, absolutely had the.
But the NFL is doing.
Well, imagine how he feels, though.
Yeah.
They're not doing anything.
Exactly.
Enough, or they're not doing enough for him.
They're not doing anything, really.
Yeah.
You know, in the NFL, they don't have any, like, resources in that department, you know? They don't want
to
waste.
They need to start.
Yeah, absolutely. They're pouring all their money in advertising, you know.
Exactly. Keeping Thursday night football.
It's funny that you're talking about bullying because actually I was with this other program at my other radio show, and we talked a lot about heavily about bullying, about children who are bullied, and then adults who become bullied in the workplace, women, men, anybody who becomes bullied. So this is a great topic.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's a big topic nowadays, because before it was just like,
swept under the rug.
Yeah, it was just like, get over it. You know, you got bullied. Big deal.
Well, sometimes what happens is, because I have a degree in psychology from here, from Cal State Long Beach, is that it gnaws at you if you get attacked and bullied, because it goes towards your ego, your self-confidence, and everything like that. And when you become bullied, it's just like, well, and other people know about it. They start going in on that bullying, and it makes you even feel worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. And so what is the option for him? I mean, good thing he checked himself into a hospital to get things straight out in his brain. But, you know, at the end of the day, what's the reprimand for the other people who did bully him?
Exactly.
Nothing really happened to them. I remember.
Probably a slap on the wrist and back on the field.
I don't even know if they got that. It was more, when this happened back 5 years ago, like Tony said, it, like, the whole media, it kind of, they spun it more on Martin.
Really?
Coming out saying this instead of the people that he accused of bullying him.
So they shamed the victim.
Exactly. From what, the way I perceived it, it seemed like that it was more Martin being, you're a man. Like, you shouldn't be, you're a football player, you're a man. Like, why are you complaining
There's
about
that
this?
Perceived notion of, like, football, like, you know, you should be able to take heat. And I was reading here that more specifics about the investigation is that the NFL found out that a teammate threatened to rape Martin's sister. Called him a long list of slurs and bullied him for not being quote unquote black enough.
Wow.
Martin is black and Incognito is white.
Mm-hmm.
So, and he also underwent counseling for emotional issues after the bullying scandal. And he posted on Facebook in 2015 that the difficulties in football led him to attempt suicide multiple times. So, this has been known, you know.
Absolutely.
Like, and he's like, being like vocal about it, you know, posting about it, you know, since 2015, as it seems.
Yeah, and he's had multiple suicide attempts.
Yeah, you know.
I mean,
I haven't really heard any action towards this and the prevention of this with him or any other players.
No, I mean,
that's pretty bad though, threatening to rape his sister.
Absolutely.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot that we don't know. Like, I mean, I've been in the locker room, you know, like I played high school sports and, you know, not nice things get said. You know, I'm sure that doesn't stop in college and I'm sure it doesn't
stop.
I'm sure
it gets worse at the higher the level you get.
And that's just a taste of probably what's going on.
And the NFL came out January 26th of this year, says 281 concussions were diagnosed in 2017, most in the last 6 years. You better believe that this has something to do with a lot of this.
Sure.
A lot of Martin's mental health problems.
Yeah.
A lot of many other players' health problems. And I just don't know where the NFL goes from here.
It's like really hard to decipher what to do.
Yeah.
On that.
And ball's in their court. You know, it's.
And this is why Roger Goodell gets paid, what is it, $30 million or $50 million a year or something?
That's ridiculous.
He needs to handle this.
Sure.
Now, and he needs to handle this the appropriate way.
He has the resources.
Exactly.
It's the NFL.
And they knew about all this a long time ago.
Oh, sure. They just didn't want, you know, it's all about ratings. It's all about
viewing. It's all about money.
You know?
It's all about ratings.
You know, if there's anything threatening that, no, sir. Mm-hmm. It didn't happen.
No, of course not.
It didn't happen, so.
Of course not. I mean, at least Martin checked himself into the hospital.
Exactly,
where he
was
then detained.
Mm.
I mean, I just, but there's no reason for you to post anything.
I know,
like
to
that.
Even get to that like point.
Yes,
like it shouldn't even come to that.
When you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge.
Especially after the recent events, like especially after that.
Yeah,
you know.
That's how he feels, though. I mean, imagine like saying to someone, "I'm going to rape your sister." Like I worked in the Twin Towers jail mental facility as a psychologist, and people who rape there, they get bullied by the, because people, inmates have mothers and sisters and family. They would kill or they would hurt the inmate really bad, who would say, "Oh, who actually would rape someone?" So I mean, you know, in jail, they don't take lightly rape or anything like that. And that's the inmates. These are people who've killed, who've done this, who've done that.
Sure.
They don't even take raping. And for this guy to say, I'm going to rape your sister, and the NFL not to say anything, I mean, you know, yeah, words are words, but words do hurt. You know, words bring a lot of power. They can bring hope into the world, or they can bring destruction. I mean, yes, it's bad that he took a picture of guns and all this stuff, but he felt at the point like it was either him or the other guy because it was that bad. Like, saying to someone's face, I'm going to do something really bad to your sister and force her to have sex with me. Like, that's, he took it mentally like, whoa, this is just too much. Like, you know?
Sure, yeah. And it wasn't just that, you know, it was building up of accumulation of everything. And I'm just really happy that he did take the right steps of checking himself in.
Exactly.
No judgment for me on that point.
Yeah,
no. Good thing.
Yeah. But I think definitely now this is something that the NFL can't hide.
Can't do it now. So maybe this is something good then.
Exactly.
I mean, I hate to say it.
Silver lining. You know. But the fact that this was exposed and made a lot more public than it was. You know, because I'll be honest, I didn't know about the 2015 that stuff.
No, I didn't either.
Up until now.
So I mean, that was
NFL
just
did a very good job of keeping that on the down low,
which is what they do.
But it is. But now I think that they're going to be forced to pursue with action. So it'll be interesting to see what they implement. And
I can't wait to see their comments.
Yeah.
Which I'm guessing
Goodell
Monday.
Was going to say probably going to be Monday. Let the weekend go by and address the public on Monday.
Yeah, I hope he gets help. I hope the other players get help. I was trying to find this article I thought I sent to myself about an NFL player from the past said that he figures he suffered, it was like 2,500 concussions, or